ना भोजिया मैनो, प्रेम रतन धन पेलाय हराय। दिस इज अनदर सॉन्ग बाय नरोत्तम दास ठाकुर। ही इज सेइंग दैट आई हैव इनवाइटेड माय स्पिरिचुअल डेथ बाय नॉट वर्शिपिंग लॉर्ड चैतन्य। गोरा पहू ना भोजिया मैनो, गोरा पहू मीन्स लॉर्ड चैतन्य, ना भोजिया विदाउट वर्शिपिंग मैनो, आई हैव इनवाइटेड स्पिरिचुअल डेथ। एंड अधने जतन करी धन तो आई, वाई आई हैव इनवाइटेड स्पिरिचुअल डेथ, बिकॉज आई एम एंगेज इन समथिंग विच इज यूजलेस एंड आई हैव रिजेक्टेड द रियल पर्पज ऑफ माई लाइफ। अधन मीन्स वैल्यूलेस थिंग्स एंड धन मीन्स वैल्यूबल। सो एक्चुअली एवरी वन ऑफ अस नेग्लेक्टिंग आवर स्पिरिचुअल इमेंसिपेशन, वी आर एंगेज इन मेटीरियल सेंस ग्रेटिफिकेशन एंड देयरफॉर वी आर लूजिंग द अपॉर्चुनिटी ऑफ दिस ह्यूमन फॉर्म ऑफ बॉडी टू एलिवेट माई सेल्फ ऑन द स्पिरिचुअल प्लेटफॉर्म। दिस ह्यूमन बॉडी इज स्पेशली गिवन टू द कंडीशन सो टू टेक ए चांस फॉर स्पिरिचुअल इमेंसिपेशन। सो एनी वन हु डज नॉट केयर फॉर स्पिरिचुअल इमेंसिपेशन ही इज इन्वाइटिंग स्पिरिचुअल डेथ। स्पिरिचुअल डेथ मीन्स टू फॉरगेट वन सेल्फ दैट ही स्पिरिट, दैट इज स्पिरिचुअल डेथ। सो इन द एनिमल लाइफ इट इज फुल्ली फॉरगेटफुलनेस, दे कैनॉट बी reminded at any circumstances that they are not this body, they are different from this body. It is only in this human form of body, a human form of life, one can understand that he is not this body, he is spirit soul. So, by chanting Hare Krishna, one can easily understand this fact, and by worshipping Lord Chaitanya, following his principles and ways, one can chant Hare Krishna and very easily come to the platform of spiritual understanding. But Narottam Das Thakur says on our behalf that we are neglecting this, therefore we are inviting spiritual death. Then he says, the prema ratana dhana hilaya. Spiritual life means to develop real love. Everyone says love. There are so many signboards, so many papers, love, love. That there is no love. This is illusion. This is all lust. Love for intoxication, love for sex, love for this. This is going on. So, actual love means love. This word can be applicable only with Krishna, with God. Because we are created for that purpose. To love means to love Krishna. So that is wanted. That is spiritual love. So, prema ratana, I could achieve that transcendental position of love, but I am neglecting. Therefore, I am calling my spiritual death. And these things are happening due to my past misdeeds. Everyone who has got this material body, it is due to past misdeeds. Sometimes we call pious deeds. Actually, so long one gets this material body, there is no pious deed. Pious deeds means no more material body. That is pious. Otherwise, it is to be taken as a fact that even Brahma, who is the chief living entity within this universe and has got a mass of years as duration of life, all power, still that is also considered as misdeed because he has got the material body. So, we are going deep down and down one after another body by our misdeeds. In the Bhagavata also it is stated that they do not know that by this sense gratificatory process they will have another body. And the body is the cause of material pains. Because I have got this body, therefore I felt headache, I felt stomachache, I felt this and that. But as soon as we are out of this material body, there is no more material pains. It is simply joyful life. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna. Prasannatma means joyful, as soon as one gets spiritual life. So, due to my past deeds, I am missing this opportunity. Apana karma dosi apana. Why it is happening? Satsanga chari kaimi asate bilas. I have given up the association of devotees, but I am associating with common nonsense men. Asati, asat and sat. Sat means spirit, and asat means matter. Association of material attachment means implication in this material conditional life. So one has to make association with devotees. Satang prasangad mama bija sangvidha. One can understand about God only in association of devotees. Therefore, we are advocating this Krishna consciousness movement. Society. Actually, we find one who comes to the society by associating a few days, a few weeks, he becomes conscious and he comes forward for initiation and further advancement. So this association is very important. Those who are conducting different centers and temples, they should be a very responsible men, because everything will depend on their sincere activities and character. If they are insincere, then that will not be effective. One may come and associate with us, but if we are insincere, then it will not be effective. But if the devotees are sincere, anyone who will come in contact with the devotee, he will change. That is the secret. Satsanga chari kaini asate bila. And as soon as we give up the association of these devotees, immediately Maya will catch me. As soon as we give up this company, Maya says, yes, come in my company. Without any company, nobody can remain neutral. That is not possible. We must associate with Maya or Krishna. So everyone should be very much serious to keep association with devotees, with Krishna. Krishna means, when you speak of Krishna, Krishna means Krishna with his devotees. Krishna is never alone. Krishna is with Radharani, Radharani is with the gopis, and Krishna is with the cowherd boy. We are not impersonalists. We do not see Krishna alone. Similarly, Krishna means with Krishna's devotees. So Krishna consciousness means to keep association with the devotees of Krishna. Vishaya Vishama Vishas Satato Khain. And he says that I have drunk always the most dangerous poison of sense gratification. Vishaya Vishama Vishama. Vishaya means sense gratification. Eating, sleeping, mating, and depending. These are called Vishaya. And Vishama means dangerously, and Visha means poison. If one is simply engaged with these four principles of life, just like animals, then it is to be supposed that is simply drinking poison. That's all. Vishama, Vishaya, Vishama, Satato Khaina. I know this be poison, but I am so much intoxicated that I am drinking this poison every moment. Gaura Kirtana Rase Magana Nahi. And I could not merge myself into the Sankirtan movement started by Lord Chaitanya. That is actually the fact. Those who are too much attached to materialistic way of life are always drinking the poison of sense gratification. They are not attracted by the Sankirtan movement. So, at the last, Narottam Das Thakur is lamenting, he is presenting ourselves. If one comes to that point of lamentation, that is also very nice. He immediately becomes purified. Lamentation means purification. So he says, Kanova achaya prana kisugala. So why am I living? I do not make association with the devotees. I do not take part in the Sankirtan movement. I do not understand what is Krishna. I do not understand what is Lord Chaitanya. Then what for I am living? This is lamentation. What is my happiness? What is the standard of my happiness? Why I am living? Narottama Dasu Kano Nagale. Why I did not die long, long ago? I should have died. What is the meaning of my life? So, it is not Narottama Dasu Thakur lamentation. Every one of us should think like that, that if we cannot make association with devotees, if we do not understand what is Krishna consciousness movement, if we do not come in touch with Lord Chaitanya, as he said, it was better for me to die, and there is no other remedy.